WONY Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
The moon, just shut up and dance. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of A Jukebox Journey on a Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join me today. It is April 8th. It looks like winter made a return yesterday for a brief period. And looking ahead to next week, it looks like some of the days will have temperatures in the 70s. Cannot wait for that. Anyway, if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share your big day with Julian Lennon, who is 63 today. Back in 86, when Julian Lennon was 23, he joined Chuck Berry on stage. They were celebrating Chuck Berry's 60th birthday, and here they are recorded live in concert, singing Chuck Berry's classic.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now at this time, I'd like to introduce a young man, Julian Lennon, to do Johnny B. Good. Come on, Julian.
Johnny beneath the tree by the railroad track.
Old engineer, we see him zipping in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. People passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, that yeah. alcohol.
Look, if you're married and you're in here tonight, this is a great night for you. You're having a great time. There's no pressure on you at all. You're married. You don't even care if your partner's having fun right now. That's not why you're here. Let's let someone else talk for an hour.
Sunshine Band shaking it up on a Wednesday afternoon here on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you. You know, I think one of my favorite actors right now has to be Bryan Cranston. What an incredible job he did when he did Breaking Bad. Then he was in the other show, what was that, Your Honor. And everything he seems to do, he's just such a good actor. I think it was about 2 years ago, he was on Stephen Colbert. And he shows his sense of humor side. Give a listen.
Always lovely to have you here. And this is the first time you've brought your mustache. Thank you.
Yes.
Lovely to meet it.
Thank you. It does have a personality of its own.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Especially with this down here. I don't know if you're about to start signing someone to a jazz label or whether you're like the president of an adventurer's club.
That's funny you should say that because I'm playing a jazz producer in a film coming up soon.
Oh, really?
No.
Did you grow this for a part?
I did. I'm actually playing George Armstrong Custer in a movie that'll shoot later on this year.
Really?
No. Nope.
I like it.
Just grew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it gets a little, when you bend it down, when a mustache goes down past the corners of your lips, then it starts getting a little nasty. And I'm it's kind of gilding the lily because I have such a very mean face to begin with, you know, just naturally.
Yes. You look a little bit like Lemmy now.
Yes.
Well, last time we were here, you had the full beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was playing a sea captain in a movie once.
Really?
No.
There's a guy that played on the Oneonta campus back in the 80s, Dave Edmonds. And yes, it's almost Saturday night. You're at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you on Jukebox Journey. And I do have a request coming up here. It must have been the mid-80s, and I was working in a local supermarket in the deli, and this particular deli had a section where you could get sandwiches and do carry out and things like that. So this one particular day, it was around lunchtime, and these four or five guys come in, mid to late 20s, and the way they were dressed, you knew they weren't from the area. They more like New York City-ish looking. So one of my coworkers waited on them, got their stuff, and they left. And she comes up to me. She says, "Do you know who that was?" I said, "I have no idea." She said, "That was Squeeze." I said, "Squeeze, like the band?" She's like, "Yeah." I go, "Wow, how cool is that?" And I never, was able to find out, was it really Squeeze? I mean, or were they making it up? But I did Google it, and apparently they did play in Binghamton December 1985, and the opening act was Katrina and the Waves. That would have been a cool concert. Anyway, we're going to send this one out. It's going out to the young lady. And Tuckahoe, don't you know? I hope you enjoy your Squeeze.
Holidays, cannot plead by a possession. Unopened at your feet, there's no balance. No equality, be still. I will not accept defeat.
I will have you. Yes, I will have you. I will find a way, and I will have you. Like a butterfly, a wild butterfly. I will collect you and capture you.
You are an obsession.
You're my obsession.
Who do you want me to be?
To make you sleep with me.
You are an obsession.
You're my obsession.
Who do you want me to be?
To make you sleep with me.
I feed you and drink you by day and by night. I need you by sun and candlelight. Protest. You want to be safe. Oh, there's no alternative.
This is Christian. I see the beauty there, but I see danger. Stranger, beware a circumstance in your naked dreams. Your affection is not what it seems.
You are an obsession.
You're my obsession.
Obsession here at 90.9 FM, and let's take a little ride to Arizona.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco on California Day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Strip off your pride, you're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. You scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. Thank you. Francisco, I will be Gadgeri. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. And you can believe it, Robin Hood, Brotherhood, Roland the Ball and the Hay.
When I started doing stand-up, everyone told me it was a great way to meet women. We'll see. I joined a dating site for people my age called Carbon Dating. I asked a lady on the site for her number. She told me it was 140 over 95. The great thing about dating a woman my own age is I don't worry about meeting her parents.
Care. If so, I can't.
Heaven up in Syracuse. Occasionally he gets knocked down, but you know, he gets right up again. All right, got a question for you. What were you doing on June 10th, 2007? I'll give you a hint. It was the last episode of The Sopranos, and I'm hoping you were like me in that final scene when it went black that I thought my cable cut out, but... And there's always been the controversy. Did the family get whacked at the end? Did Tony get whacked at the end? We'll never know. But I never knew this story. Steve Perry of Journey was reluctant to release the song. And here he talks about it.
Don't Stop Believing. It was used for the last scene in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Or did you know they were going to do that?
Well, I have a story. This is a true story. Okay, I was the one of the three songwriters, myself, John, and Neil. We wrote the song together. I was the one that was holding out and approving that song only because I did not want to see the whole family get whacked. There was rumors that the last segment was going to be a serious one.
Right.
You know, David Chase had the potential. Let's put it that way. And so... I just wanted to know, so what happens? But because it was the last one, it was all hush-hush and very tight. And I didn't say, from my own one-third songwriting approval side, I didn't say okay until I got some sort of qualification. How is it used? Thursday before it airs on Sunday night, I told my publishers, I publisher, I said, I won't say yes unless you get a phone call from somebody in David Chase's office or David himself. And she said, okay, let me just call him back. So 4 o'clock, she calls me. She says, okay, you have to swear not to tell nobody. I said, I promise, because I can't say yes unless you tell me. She tells me how it ends. She tells me nobody gets whacked. She says, he does the whole story with the cutting back and forth, this and that, and all. I got the whole thing. Did not tell me they went to black. They did not tell me that. But that's okay, because I, like the rest of the country, when it went to black, I mean, what happened to my TV? You know. But it was really brilliant the way he cut it.
Used to be, but since I met you, baby.